Have your Bibles this morning. We invite you to the 51st division of the Psalms for the reading of the Word of God. It's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning to hear the good songs of Zion sung, to see you here that are here. Glad for the visitors that we have amongst us. We have several. And we praise God for you. And I want to note the fact that we have the most people in Sunday school we've had in quite a while this morning. So we're grateful to the Lord for you being here today. I trust you pray that His will may be done. Psalms chapter 51, beginning with verse 1, going to read the entire psalm. The Bible said, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgression, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, the only, have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts thou shalt make me know wisdom." Make me to know wisdom. "Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sin, and blot out mine iniquity. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else I would give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifice of God are a broken spirit, and broken in a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shall be pleased with the sacrifice of righteousness, with burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings. Then shall they offer bullocks upon mine altar." May God add his blessing to this, the reading of his eternal word. We find here an important chapter in the word of God. He said in verse 10, "Renew in me a right spirit." Thank God for that. Create in me a clean heart, and renew in me a right spirit within me. Now, I realize this psalm was written as a result of David's sin. And this prayer was made when he came back to God to call on the name of the Lord to get back right with God. So we realize and know that he needed a renewing. He had went far away from God, went away from God in the right, had done that that was evil in the sight of God, and had made a mistake. But he came back to pray and cry unto God. I want to speak to you this morning on the subject of gracious renewal. Now, all of us have not committed the sin that David committed, a murder and adultery. All of us have not committed that. But he had committed that sin, and then he came back at a cry unto God. But I want you to know we need a renewed spirit within us. Surely if the Lord will do this, then consecrated will be renewed. I want not so much to preach as to lead you now to the footsteps of divine mercy in humble, earnest, entreaty that the Lord may renew within you a constant spirit and invigorate the life of your piety. We need the power of God on us. We don't all need that one forgiveness of that sin that David committed, but we all need a renewal of God in our life. Every day we live in this world, we need God's Spirit to move upon us and God's power to renew us and the power of the Holy Spirit that we may feel the presence of God and know the reality that there is in serving a true and a living God. I'm so glad today that God made it possible that we could be renewed in our everyday life. Now, everything else in this world needs to be renewed. I want you to know that. Without that, we cannot have a constant spirit. The invigorated of the life of you is absolute necessity of it. If we're to preserve and amount to anything for God, we must be renewed in the Spirit of the Lord. that we need renewal is very clearly seen when we reflect that in all created things need that. Nothing that God has made is self-existent. Rivers and soils and earth and self in spring. I want you to know that a soul cannot live without God, and it is not of divine creating. For it is, if God had begotten it, he would wait upon him as the flowers wait upon the dew. But as a body needs rejuvenating, as a body needs cleansing, and the body needs to be restrengthened, so our souls need to be restrengthened in the Lord so that we can honor and glorify him. You know that if you don't lay down and sleep at night and rest, that you'd wear out in a little while. You know that if you don't take nourishment into your body to give you your strength and to renew your strength, you'd give out in a little while, and you'd fall by the wayside, and there wouldn't be anything that you could do for the honor and glory of the Holy God. But I'm glad when we lay down at night and rest our old bodies, they become rekindled. The fire in our bones becomes rekindled because of the rest. When we sit down and eat at the table and take the nourishment into our bodies, it's necessary for us to go and work and labor and go on. Then we are renewed in the Lord. Let me say to you today that unless we do that in our spirit and in our soul, we'll dry up and blow away and become not effective in the service of the Lord, and the devil will slip it, get the upper hand, and we'll be out of the will of God in this day that we live. We see is especially applicable to those creatures of God which are endowed with life. Job's war horse, whose neck is clothed with thunder, must humble himself in his stall and do his provider. Samson himself must have a cleft open in the rock that he may drink. And though he has slain the Philistines, yet will he perish if his thirst is not quenched day by day and hour by hour. No matter how great you may have been in this world for God, no matter how much you may have lived for Jesus, and no matter what you may have done, unless there's a cleft in that rock that you can drink from of the Spirit and power of God, you'll dry up and blow away and become cold and indifferent, and we get away from God, and the devil hoodwinks and has us in sin like he had David. That's what's wrong with him. He didn't have the Spirit renewed in him when he committed that sin. He went on to follow the ways of the flesh and the way of sin and the way of Satan, and he got out of the will of God and couldn't feel the presence of God, and he said, renew a right spirit within me. Oh, my beloved, listen. In your inner conscience, you are aware that you require a constant renovation of what downward tendencies there are in all of us. If you do not perceive this very apparent truth, you may be made to see it. And that terrible by some surprising sin. If you suffer the good to grow weakly in evil, will surely gather strength and struggle desperately for the master over you. I see the occasion of this psalm. Already told you that David became weak. He looked over at Bathsheba and lusted after her, longed for her, sent her to come where he was, and committed adultery with her. And to try to cover that up, he committed murder by having a God's man killed and her husband killed. And Nathan came to David and said unto him, thou art the man. After giving him an illustration of how he would do if one man just had one little lamb, and that man came along for lunch or dinner, and he went out and killed that man's lamb, even though he had a whole flock. David, in a rave, said, that man, I shall surely die, and he'll pay fourfold for that sin that he's committed. But Nathan looked him right straight in the face and said, David, thou art the man. My brother, my beloved, he went to his knees from that day on, realizing that his joy was gone, realizing that his power was gone, realizing that his relationship with the Lord Jesus was gone. Now, no doubt there's some of you here this morning under the sound of my voice who one time knew the power of God in your life. You were saved by God's grace, and you were so glad you were saved by that grace of God. Your first experiences with the Lord were great and glorious, and how you think back over them and remember how that they blessed you, and how you got carried away in the power of the Holy Spirit and rejoiced in a Savior love, and sometimes shouting the praise of God and glorified the name of the Lord Jesus. But since then, you've allowed Satan to hinder you and to block your blessing, because you did not stay in touch. You did not stay tuned up with God. If you please, take your automobile. If you don't tune it up once in a while, it'll get to running bad. And the longer you run, the worse it gets to running. That's the same way with the Christian life. If we don't tune ourselves up, I want you to know, God, we get to running bad, and we get in sin, and we get condemnation in our heart, and we get sorrow in our soul, and we don't feel like the one time felt, and we don't do like the one time do. And first thing you know, we're backslid. I know that's not a New Testament word, but we practice it in the Baptist church, don't we? Oh, my beloved, listen. Unconscious backsliding from God will certainly be upon us unless we experience the renewal of God's Spirit in our lives day by day. Thank God for the renewing Spirit of God. When we come together in the congregation, they sang the songs like they sang just a while ago. How good they were. We praise God for it. I thank God for the singing in this church. I tell you, it has something to do with renewing you and make you feel like you're lifted up in the power of God and the glory of God. But if you let that go, that's why you ought to come to the house of God every time the church goes over. If you let that go, you get cold and indifferent, and you don't recognize the Spirit and power of God, and you don't realize what God can do for you. But I tell you, He can help you. Aren't you glad? When you pray and call on the name of God, we need to get down to business with God and call on His name. Read the Bible and pray and let God have it will and way in our lives and hearts. I want you to notice our own powerlessness to renew our own spirit. Without me, you can do nothing, God said. The Christian has no power to put himself right again without the blessed Spirit of God. The work of renewal is a stern work. What power then must be required in the renewing of a soul, besides the renewing of a soul, to go directly opposite to nature? A sin, when it once prevails, in a believer would continue to prevail unless the Mighty One who first broke our chain shall come to set us free. One time you had that experience of grace in your heart and you lose it, you're not satisfied and you're lonely and you're miserable. I'm sure, just as sure as I'm standing here this morning, that there's some folks in this congregation who have lived the ways of sin and have walked contrary to the heavenly vision of God, till you're not happy today. You couldn't stand and give a fiery testimony for the glory of God unless you stay renewed in the power of the Holy Ghost. You can't do it. It'll slip away. I know you can't lose your salvation, but friend, you can lose your power. Some of you have salvation today, but it isn't worth much to you because you don't feel the presence and power of God moving in your soul. When they sing the songs of Zion, it don't do as much for you as it used to. It don't get you as close to God as it used to. Why? Because the power is gone out of your life. You need renewal this morning. In fact, I don't know any of us that don't need that day by day and hour by hour to you. Oh, listen, in the renewal of our spirit, every grace is wanted that was needed for our first conversion. How do you get that, preacher? You come back like you did the first time. I repent of your sin and trust Jesus by faith for that renewal and the power of God on your life. And He will not leave you nor forsake you. We need repentance and faith. We wanted a word from the Most High to end our fears. Then we should soon discover, when under the sense of the presence of sin, that we need it now. You're living in sin. You'll never have joy till you get right with God. Amen. Say, preacher, that's pretty hard, I know. Some of you just quit doing for God what you ought to do. And God's to punish you. You can look on your face and see the misery that's there. You can look on your face and see how the hideousness it's at. You can look on your face and see how that you're out of the will of God. You're away from God. You're not happy in the Lord. In fact, you're more miserable than you were before you got saved by God's grace. There's some of you here this morning, no doubt in my mind, can't sleep good at night because of sin in your life. Oh, listen. Repentance. We want a word from the Most High. The end our fears. We'll soon discover when under a sense of our presence that we need it now. But all the blessings, I want you to see in the third place, the blessed results which are sure to follow such a renewal. What are you talking about, friend? I'm talking about getting right with God. I'm talking about revival, if you please. I'm talking about coming back out of God for the blessings of God on our life and enjoying the power of God in our soul that moves to make us know that we're right with Him. Oh, what a joy you will experience. It is not the renewal of a brotherly covenant, such as Jonathan and David renewed their covenant. With what joy did they clasp each other in the wood? The covenant we have with Christ is a marriage covenant. When you got saved, praise God, it was from then on. When you got married, it was from then on. You promised to love, honor, and cherish till death do us part. That's forevermore until death comes and separates. My friend, the covenant with God is a marriage covenant. From here on in eternity, may the great power of God move on us. The covenant we have with Christ is a marriage covenant. Who would not wish to have a repetition of the happy day? You remember, beloved, when in the early days, besides having an abundance of joy, how full of heavenly life our graces were, how real everything appeared unto our faith at the first. Well, if we will come now and put our hand within the hand afresh, which will be the effect of His renewing of our spirit, then we shall have back again all the fullness and reality that distinguished our earthly newborn soul. Oh, how blessed this will be. You remember how it was when you first got saved? I remember the night I got saved. I went home, went to bed, couldn't go to sleep, just a 10-year-old boy. But I thought something happened to me. I'll never be the same anymore. Praise God, I'm glad I've never been the same anymore. I've always lived right, I've always done right, but I've never been the same anymore. I've never went so far in sin. Of all I knew, God was with me, and God was in me, and that I was out of the will of God. My friend, we need. How what a blessing it is. How blessed this will be. More at that time, how active all our graces were. Your faith was so strong. Your zeal was so burning. I used to drink in the Word. Oh, that some of you who are old in years and others who are upon graces, there are signs of decay. I could but recover some of this juvenile praise that you have had. The answer of this prayer, you will find it. Renew a right spirit within me, O God. I want this morning, more than anything else in my life, to have that right spirit renewed within me so I can feel the power and presence of God and feel the touch of His hand. Then not only that, your usefulness to others will be increased. If the Lord should graciously visit you with a time of refreshing, how wonderfully you could tell somebody else. Some of you are not in shape and a witness to anybody today or to be any help to anybody at all in their spiritual life. And some of you have come here this morning complaining of the world and its trials. You may tread this beneath your feet if renewed. You wouldn't grumble so much about the weather. You wouldn't grumble so much about what other folks do if you were right with God yourself. You'd rejoice in a Savior's love to praise the name of our God and to glorify Him. Oh, listen. Do not gospel obligations constrain us to renew our covenant with God? We're supposed, according to the Bible, to renew our covenant with God day by day and hour by hour. You may not have sinned the great sin that David sinned, but when you're out of fellowship with God, you need to get right with Him, and we need to come back to Him and glorify Him and praise Him in this land. It was well with you at first to make this covenant. Ought to be well with you to do it now. You, by a simple childlike faith, trusted Jesus for salvation. That's the way you have to get this renewal. If renewal ever comes in your life, it'll be by simple childlike faith in the Lord Jesus to believe that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him and call upon His name. Remember how often Jesus renewed His covenant with His people. What about Adam and Eve? They sinned against God. Oh, my brother, what about Noah? He sinned against God. What about Isaac? And what about Jacob? What about Moses? And what about Joshua? And as Jesus did to you, He will renew His covenant. You look back at your old diaries. Look back at your old life and see what God's done for you. Every covenant transaction binds us to it. You're chosen and redeemed and called. If you're to be God's forever, be it this day. Today's the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. Somebody said, "Preacher, when can I get right with God?" Well, when you realize your sin, realize your coldness, realize your indifference, realize that you've turned your back on the true and living God, and you haven't done your best for God in these days or any other day, then you can come and repent and renew your covenant with Him, and He'll give you back the joy of salvation in your heart. A lot of people who are not backslidden, so-called, have lost the joy of salvation. A lot of folks attend the house of God regularly and do not have the joy bells of heaven bubbling in their soul because they've not been renewed by the Holy Ghost of God. Preacher, you understand that? No, I don't. But I do know one thing. God moves on the heart of His children. God will renew a right spirit within you, and He'll give you the joy bells of heaven bubbling in your soul. Renew a right spirit within you. He'll make you to know Him and to know the power of God and to rejoice in a Savior love and to praise God for the things He's done for you in this life and in this generation. Nothing like living for Jesus. Nothing like praising His name. Nothing like, my friend, feeling His power and His presence in your life. Some used to feel His power, shout the praise of God, but they've quit that anymore. Wonder what happened. Well, I know what happened. You lost part of your zeal, lost part of your glory, lost part of your joy. David said, "Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation." He had lost all his joy and needed restored. Some people have lost part of their joy and need that part restored, just like David needed all of it. While the musicians come with the instruments, play the song of invitation we'll sing. Let me remind you today is the day of salvation. If you're here this morning and you've not been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, today's the day you ought to walk down this aisle. You ought to be big enough, ought to have great grit and grace of God enough in your heart to walk down this aisle and bow on your knees and say, "God, I'm a sinner. I've never been saved. I want you to save me by your grace." Let me tell you something else. You're here today and you don't have the power you one time had. You don't have the joy you one time had. You ought to have grit and grace of God enough in your heart to walk down this aisle and down this altar and say, "Oh God, restore me the joy of thy salvation. I want your blessings on me. I want you to create within me a new heart. Oh God, make me what you'd have me be. And create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me." That spirit that is in you is not that God would have you have. You ought to come this morning. Let God do for you that needs to be done. While heads are bowed, eyes are closed, and Christians pray. I want to ask you a pertinent question. I want to ask you a solemn question. I want to ask you one that you ought to answer. Oh, this morning, is there somebody here who would say, "Preacher, I'm not right with God. I'm either a sinner or I'm cold and indifferent toward God. I need a new spirit renewed within me. I'd like to lift my hand and ask God's children to pray for me this morning that God would renew in me All right, screen. Is there somebody anywhere? Anywhere, lift that hand and say, preacher, I'm not right with God. I need to get right. I'm not enjoying myself. I come to church, but I don't enjoy coming. I go my way, and I don't enjoy having been there. And all during the week, I suffer because of sin. I don't have what I one time had in my soul as far as joy is concerned. I'd like to have that. Would you lift that hand and say, remember me? Remember me? Anybody, anywhere, God help us. God help us. Somebody else this morning, lift that hand and say, preacher, I don't have in my heart what I need. I don't have in my soul what I ought to have. I want God to forgive me. I want you to pray for me that the Lord might move on us and do for us that needs to. Our Father, you have heard the message. You know the heart from whence it was delivered. And you've sat in the pew with these who have listened to the Word of God. And Lord, you know those that are guilty in your sight. You know, Lord, those that are miserable. You know those that don't have the peace and the joy and the happiness in their heart that they one time had. You know, Lord, those that don't have a shout for you and a praise for you in this life. You know, Lord, those that don't enjoy the singing of the songs of Zion like they one time did and blend into the voices of the saints of God. You know who they are and you know where they are. I pray, God, today that you would move on their hearts. Lord, you would finger about their souls. God, you would help them to make up their minds. They're going to come. Lord God, would you deal with them so that they can't stay in their seat? God, deal with them so they'll have to come and renew their covenant with you and receive back that joy, that happiness, and that peace that they one time knew. God, have your will and way. We'll praise you and thank you. In Jesus' name I pray.